Well, as we have reported this morning, the Transport Agency has estimated that 95% of the country's open roads should have their speed limit dropped from 100 kilometres an hour to 60 to 80 kilometres an hour. The agency's online risk assessment tool called Megamaps has been published. It calculates what the ideal speed limit should be using information such as crash history, road conditions and traffic volumes. It's also recommending reducing speeds on many city streets to 30 to 40 kilometres an hour. Now, a lot of feedback coming in on this issue this morning. This one from Sandy says, most accidents reported are driver error, not speed. Lowering the speed limit would grind the country to a halt. Another along those lines from Don. Forget lowering speed limits. Get the drunk and drugged drivers off the roads. That would halve the road toll overnight. And this one says, where does it end? Walking in front of your car with a red flag, investment in quality roads, driver training and speed limit enforcement would be better. A better solution. That from Simon. On the other side of the argument, this one says in Norway, the population's 5 million, the speed limit is 80. Their road toll in 2018 was 108. In New Zealand, it was nearly 400. The statistics speak for themselves. And Roy Amberley says, reducing road speed limits make absolute sense. Kiwi roads are not built for the volume and speed of modern vehicles. It would make roads safer. It would reduce emissions and fuel consumption, and it would reduce wear and tear on roads and vehicles. Well, with more on this story is our transport reporter, Ben Strangsby, looking at this issue of the mega maps. Tell us about these mega maps, Ben. These taken a while to come out, haven't they?
Yeah, so the New Zealand Transport Agency's had these maps for quite a while now. I think it's a few years, and this is actually the second iteration of these maps. Basically, they've gone around, I think we've got 100,000 kilometres of roads in New Zealand, and they have mapped out exactly the risks on each of these roads. They've looked at the stereotype of the roads, you know, how many lanes it has, does it have a median barrier, that sort of thing, the alignment of the roads, the width of the lanes, the shoulder width, roadside hazards like trees, maybe you've got barriers, houses, who knows, land use on the side, the intersections, everything, the traffic volume, to just get an understanding of what the speed limit should be on these roads. And yeah, so basically 87% of our roads have a speed limit which is above what they would consider safe and appropriate for a travel
fired
speed.
People up today, what's going to come of this? I mean, they've had it for a year. Are they working on, are we going to suddenly see limits reduced all around the place?
Well, councils, local bodies and the transport agency all use this tool to inform what they should be making speed limits. So, for instance, Hamilton City has reduced a bunch of their inner city speed limits to 40 k's an hour because that's what this tool says that they should be. I think they're sort of leading the way in that respect. As for the transport agency, they have identified 10% of the roading network which is at the most risk, and that's now broken down into areas which they should be dropping the speed limit and areas that they should invest in. It makes sense to invest in. The amount that they're suggested to invest in is far smaller than the amount that they suggest dropping the speed limit, because it doesn't make financial sense to improve this and increase the safety of the road on some of those areas.
This, though, you know, we've seen it already, that the transport lobbying industry, you know, they've got trucks, they've got an economic element to getting things moving around fast. If you reduce the speed limit, they are obviously clearly upset about this.
Well, it depends how much that would actually reduce the speed limits, because the other thing in this tool is it tells you the median, the mean travel speed. They've got 5 years of data from TomTom. For each of these roads, which will tell you the mean travel speed.
So are people slowing down anyway in these areas?
So on a lot of these roads, for instance, we've got this road, State Highway 1 north of Taupo, where 8 people died earlier this year, last month I think it was. The road is 100 kilometres an hour. On this tool, it says the safe and appropriate speed is 100 kilometres an hour. However, transport agency officials admit the fact that it doesn't have a median barrier means that it probably should be an 80 kilometre speed limit based on international sort of, you know, in Norway it would be 80 kilometres an hour. But if I look at the mean travel speed, people generally travel between 85 and 89 kilometres an hour on that road.
So they're driving to the conditions anyway.
Well, almost driving to the conditions, I guess you could say. So if we're looking at how much the speed limit would actually drop, if people are driving between 85 and 89 and we drop that road to an 80-kilometre speed limit, it's not a massive 20-kilometre drop.
But
like
do people
think.
Need to be informed? I mean, if you're driving through, you've never driven the road before, you know, you need to know. Do you need to? Does there need to be some warning?
Possibly does. It's, you know, these New Zealand roads are not safe as people seem to think they are. We've got roads like the Waikato Expressway, which on this tool it says that we should be driving at 110. That's safe because it has wide shoulders, as wide lanes, as the median barrier, as a barrier on the outside. This is a safe road for driving fast on, whereas a lot of New Zealand roads don't have barriers. They've got trees very close to the side of the road. They've got thin lanes, thin shoulders, like State Highway 1 for a large part through areas of the Waikato and down south, and it's simply not a safe speed given that there's a car coming the other direction.
So do you think this will put more pressure on politicians to take some tougher action in terms of speed limits? I mean, this is not always an easy argument, is it, with people who do a lot of open road driving?
That's right, and I think that's the important thing to note with this tool is the Transport Agency are very clear that this is the safe and appropriate travel speed. They're not trying to dictate what the speed limit should be, and that is up to the government to decide. And so in the past, the government has, the national government, they decided that the efficiency of the roading network, how fast you can get to A to B, how fast trucks and that sort of thing can move across our roads, was quite important. Where it sounds like there might be another calculation in future in regards to how important our efficiency of the network is.
Well, with the road toll so high, there's been really alarming levels.
That's
when it comes
right.
To the road toll, so it's changing the debate, do you think?
And if yes, well if reducing the road toll by half, you're talking about the social cost of deaths on our roads is about $5 billion every year. That's from the ACC, and that doesn't even include the emergency treatment that happens for these people. So if we reduce that by half, how would that marry up with any concerns about eliminating efficiency on the network?
Just finally, is this a case of some really new data science, in a sense, coming to the fore here that is going to inform future decisions that we haven't seen before?
Yes, it appears so. I mean, they've had this tool for a few years now, I think, and there is a third iteration that they are working on, which may mean that roads like this one north of Taupo will drop to an 80k suggested travel speed. Same with the desert road, which anyone who's driven over that knows going through those dips, it's not a place for a 100k speed limit, but according to the tool, that whole section of road is a safe and appropriate speed at 100. So those are the sorts of roads that may change when the third iteration comes out.
Just one last thing. Well, why do you think it hasn't come out sooner?
The mega maps tool?
Yeah.
I think it was a closely guarded secret for a while that they had this technology available, and it's only been in the last couple of months that, for instance, journalists have been able to get their hands on it, and I think it's been acknowledged that this is a tool that is very valuable to New Zealanders to understand what our roads are actually like and maybe assess our own driving behaviour.
Ben String, fantastic stuff. Our transport reporter there. This is one that's surely likely to spark a bit more debate.